Russia has gone into the Ukraine and many major economies have responded with sweeping sanctions in opposition to the move. That's pretty much where we're at right now. Into Friday, the extreme fallout that we had seen in the immediate aftermath has been mitigated somewhat, though it's hard to reconcile why exactly that is. Perhaps we're headed towards a de-escalation, or perhaps the market has just responded with a bit of a risk-on recovery because of the impact all of this bad news might have on the Fed policy outlook, meaning all of this trouble will force the Fed into steering away from turning policy in a less investor-friendly direction. We fear this could have a lot to do with it, which ultimately isn't all that encouraging as far as the sustainability of this recovery goes. If this is the case, it means the geopolitical crisis could further escalate. And if this is the case, it's also not so clear cut that the Fed and other central banks would be able to get away from the tighter path to policy normalization, given the other big story into 2022, which is the acceleration of inflation. So take this recovery with a grain of salt and consider the possibility that we're not out of the woods just yet. Key standouts on today's calendar include German growth data, Eurozone economic sentiment and confidence reads, and US reads highlighted by durable goods, personal income, personal spending, core PCE, pending home sales, and Michigan sentiment. That's all for now.